I'm joined on the line by the Guardian's Luke Harding, who is south of Tripoli. Luke, just explain where you are and what you're doing.
I'm on the front line at the moment, about 20 kilometres away from the town of Azazia, which is government-controlled and on the road to Tripoli. And I'm actually with the Tripoli Brigade, who are kind of camped next to a primary school in the desert, in a small place called Wadi Albay. And I've been watching this morning as NATO has basically been pounding the Gaddafi positions just ahead of us on this sort of shimmering tarmac road. Now the rebels retreated for a while as the NATO jets went in. Every, you know, a couple of minutes there was a kind of enormous sort of percussive rumble, and all of the rebels were sort of bursting into shouts of "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar" every time that the NATO bombs fell. The latest information we have from the rebels here who've been talking to relatives inside Tripoli is that Tripoli is now really, basically there's a war going on there. The eastern districts, which are essentially opposition districts, have kind of risen up. According to residents there, they're being mortared by Gaddafi forces who are sending mortars in. The western district, which is a sort of more pro-Gaddafi area, is pretty quiet, and there's also fighting near the centre as well, we're hearing. But you know, it would be daft to predict when this is over, but it really does feel like the end. I mean, people here are saying they're going to be in Tripoli in hours. I think that's not, you know, not the case, because there is still resistance. Yesterday when I was in Zawiya, on another front, I was in the central square when seven mortars came in. You know, there's no doubt who's going to win this war, and the rebels are advancing from the south, from the east, from the west. There's an insurrection inside Tripoli, and I think this regime is on its very last legs.
And it's interesting that there is still very close cooperation between the rebels and NATO.
Yeah, I've just been talking to the guy who's actually been calling in the strikes. He's a Libyan-American, and is just saying that the NATO strikes are very, very accurate. What there seems to be now, I think, is really kind of very sophisticated coordination between the rebels and between NATO forces. And I talked to one rebel. I said, "Are you going to win?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "Why?" And he said, "I believe in God and NATO." And I think that's basically it. You know, it's they have overwhelming air support, and they can feed the coordinates of Gaddafi's positions, and they move forward. But I don't know next time we speak. I mean, it may be from Tripoli or it may not. But and of course, we don't know the location of Gaddafi. He issued a kind of fiery audio late last night calling the rebels rats and saying that, you know, they were losing the battle. But that's, you know, from where I am, that's probably not the case.